So as many of you might already know, I'm not much of a musician, and most of the music program in the parish is left to those who know more about music than I. However, I do make two strong requests, of the musicians. And one is that at Christmas, for the 4 weeks of Advent, that they sing O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And for Palm Sunday and Good Friday, they sing Were You There? And those are the two things that when I arrived, because I know they didn't always happen, that I said, look, we have to do that in all the four churches. We'll be singing Were You There for communion. But I have early childhood memories of Were You There and doing exactly what you're doing. And that's why I think it's important to me. And I would think, I often, when that song, when I was a kid, would wonder, what would I have done if I were there? What role in this would I have played? Would I have yelled, crucify him? I would hope that as I saw him being crucified, that I would do as the song says, that I would tremble, tremble, tremble. If I saw them nail him to the cross or pierce him in the side, that I would tremble, 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 as it says. What I'm afraid of today is that we can really have a loss of ability to tremble when it comes to God and what the world did to God on this day. And it's probably because we become so familiar with the story, sometimes too familiar, that the suffering of Jesus on Good Friday doesn't move us as much anymore. You know, when you think of it, years ago, Catholics didn't eat meat on all Fridays throughout the year to keep that idea of penance in the forefront of their mind, that the Friday was an important day of the week because it was the day that our Lord died on the cross. Of course, there's a heightened sense during Lent, but it was for us every week to remember Fridays. And today, since we only do it during Lent, we're still asked to do still some type of penance on Fridays from a spiritual point of view, not as a requirement, to honor what happened on that day of the week. Maybe the reason that this kind of sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is something that doesn't cause us to tremble so much anymore is that we have no appreciation, I guess, for the sense of what this sacrifice really was. And maybe in our world of abundance, where we sacrifice very little of things in our life, it's hard to appreciate the sense of sacrifice that our faith is built on. The challenge is to retain that deep sense of compassion for our Lord on this day and not get into what we call kind of compassion fatigue, because we're compassion for all kinds of people around the world. And so I just ask you, it's a little reflection, are you here to experience once again the extravagance of God's love for Jesus' sacrifice and his death on the cross for you? And thinking of that, really, for you, do you tremble thinking that it's because you have what spiritual writers often will talk about, a horror for your sins that we believe in our faith nailed him to that cross? The things that we've done or failed to do. Hopefully, this day it does cause us, on every Friday of the year, a sense or a call to tremble for what God has done for us.